Here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 163 of the 8-Bit Geek. It's the only podcast on the internet that's been known to fund Donald Trump's entire campaign. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who are Trump's fluffers.
It's me, Jeremy.
I'm Jeremy, and I want to make America hate again. We're all Jeremy today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Doug and Kevin.
Ah, damn it. Definitely not Trump's fluffer.
Definitely not anything to do with Trump, unless it involves making fun of him.
What if he bought the WWE? Would you become a fan then?
Fuck no. And plus, he doesn't have the fucking money to. He is fucking... it's all a fucking fabrication. He's a failed businessman, and no one... He doesn't get anything off the ground. So there's your political talk for 8-Bit Geek.
If he purchased the 8-Bit Geek, would you love him then?
Fuck him.
So you're saying if he gave us a lot of... You know what? Let's move
That's
over to
blood
Doug.
Money.
Doug is a little more practical here. Doug, if he gave you $1 million, would you be a Trump supporter?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. I mean, I would take the $1 million, but if it is hinged on the fact that I have to become a supporter, then no.
Yeah.
I like both of you and where your head's at.
Because then that means we're just welcoming the apocalypse.
So you guys, if you're listening, thank you for tuning in. You've just heard our new political podcast. You can catch that out over on political8bit.net.com/org.
.gov.
.edu.
.edu.
EDU.
Supported by TCU. No. I know.
Really?
No.
If you like our banter, you can always subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave us a cool review. Leave us a bad review. We don't care.
Yeah, just leave us a just fucking leave review, us a review already.
Please.
Whoa.
If you're a fan.
More reviews, whether good or bad, helps the show reach more people. That's right. Science.
It's known to do that. Numbers. Math. You can also subscribe to us on our home channel, our supporter, our biggest contributor, Audio Boom. And also, if you're on any kind of Android, you can listen to us on Stitcher Radio.
Yes.
So there's
or
many
podcast
ways.
Addict, you can find us.
Yeah, you can literally any of the podcasting apps.
Yeah, you can
find us. Podcast catchers, if you want to call them that. They have a... You can find us.
Yeah, it's almost like a dream catcher, but for voices.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, and of course on Twitch, where we are right now streaming live every Monday, so you can see our pretty faces instead of just our handsome voices.
Yeah, what's up, listeners? You want more of this? Come watch us on Twitch Monday nights at 8 p.m.
You literally just got two women pregnant with that voice, and you penetrated 14 men.
Fuck yeah. I'm up from 13. You're welcome, sir.
Sirs. Three men are sitting around and they're like, hey, check out this podcast.
It's like the orgasmo gun.
Then all three of them just sit there in silence and they're like, let's not discuss what just happened. But let's all subscribe. You can also support us on Patreon and help us pay for Comic-Con. We just got a banner. We just got a new banner. I haven't put it up yet because I haven't had time.
It's awesome.
But I am going to put it on our social media. When I put it up, I'll take a photo of it. It's kick-ass. And so that's going to be... It's 8-foot by 3-foot. It's going to be our centerpiece at our booth. And you guys helped do that. You guys helped to put that together. So... it's going to be great. Please please give to us if you can. It helps us out so much. You can give as little as $1 a month. So you can go over to Patreon. It's on our website. It's right below you if you're on Twitch. And so for $1 a month, you get a whole bunch of different content, an extra content. You get the pre-shows, the after-shows, the after-parties, the after-after-party. And once a month, Kevin has agreed to post one topless photo to Patreon. Can we get a confirmation on that, Kevin? Right now, right here.
I'm Kevin. Yes.
There we go. So if you want to get that.
Pretty sexy.
So we have some different tiers as well. So go check them out. If you like it, great. If you don't, this show is still free. We still love you. Yeah. No, we're not mad at you. So
I have a lot of tiers.
Like, I don't. One of our best supporters we've ever had has recently found out that he's actually he's a little sick, so he's had to kind of withdraw how much money he gives us, which is absolutely fine and understandable, and we love you, Kiwi, long time.
Get better, Kiwi.
That being said, we try not to count our eggs before they hatch, but we were kind of counting on the money for our hotel rooms. That's not bad. We're all planning on paying out of pocket. It's fine. If you are watching right now on our stream, feel free to hit that donate button if you want to help us out. Anything is helpful. But that's it. Like, hotel rooms, that literally is, it's not that much per person. We've done the math. It's not terrible. But hey,
it's not. But that money that we did have, where we're gonna actually spend on more giveaway stuff and everything. So now we're not begging.
We were looking at the long run, and we were just kind of like, we should have just paid attention to what we had, which is fine.
Yeah, we're not begging, but we're begging.
Yeah, we're not begging, but hey, it's just we want to make this as easy on all of us as possible.
Hey, Ed, you know who you are. Hit that donate button.
Hey, Ed, hit that donate button.
Hey, Ed, hit that donate. You know what? That should be our saying for people just to donate. Hey, Ed, hit that donate button.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of Eds out there, and Eds are known for their money.
He did say in the chat, don't support dick faces like Jer. So that might put us in a bad position.
Well, you don't have to give to me, but you can definitely give to Doug and Kevin. It goes into the same pot, so my greedy hands will be on it. But just know that you can write a note that says, this is for Doug and Kev, fuck Jeremy. Or the other way around. If you know, Ed is clearly a fan of those two, but not me. But if you're a fan of me or not a fan of either one of those, you could do the same thing. You know, either way, please love me. Before we get going, I just wanted to go ahead and announce a new podcast that's coming out on the 8-Bit Geek Network. It is a WWE podcast with Kevin and Mike. Mike is a longtime listener. He contacted us. He said, you know what, guys, I'd love to work with you. And so Kevin jumped at the opportunity, and they started a wrestling podcast based on the WWE and the NXT shows. And it's called Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives. You can find them on Audio Boom. And right now you can find them on 8-Bit Bits section of the website and on our Audio Boom because it's a trial run. They're going to see how it goes. They're going to put 8 episodes out, and if it's successful, they're going to get their own iTunes channel, and it's going to be great. So, Kev, let us know what they're in for this week, man. What are you guys going to talk about on this week's show?
Well, since yesterday was WrestleMania, basically we'll be covering WrestleMania this week, NXT's event for TakeOver in Dallas, and then also the Raw that is happening at this very moment. So we're going to have to watch that afterwards. But we're going to cover all that, just talk about it, what we loved, what we hated, what we would change, what we keep the same, just everything like that. It's really fun. Mike's just starting out. And you know, we're just starting out. It's pretty fun. If you have any suggestions or anything, tune in, let us know. And if you have any questions too, we take questions all the time.
I think, didn't Mike create a Facebook page?
Yes, we have a Facebook page as well. Look us up. Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives.
Is it Facebook? Is it facebook.com/3D? 8-bit 3D?
I think that's probably not. It is, yeah, the 8-bit 3D.
There we go.
So facebook.com/the8bit3d.
Awesome. Well, every week we like to kick off the show with a little bit of misconnections. These are real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. These are completely real. We don't edit them in any way, and we definitely can't make this up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
All right, so we have one very long post. And so we're all three of us are going to read this together. It's a goodie. So I hope that you're ready for it. Sean, can you take it away?
Okay, just tell me how much of this I'm reading this week.
You have the first paragraph.
Sweet. This is a nerdy Netflix and chill. Male looking for a woman at my place. There's some pictures, just in case you don't know what the fuck we're talking about. My body is big. My height, 6'1".
So far, my describing me.
Yeah, my age is 26. You wish you were 26, old man.
I'm 34.
God damn, Grandpa. Get spoiler the fuck alert. Out of here.
I'll be 35 in May.
Ugh.
Oh, poor baby.
Ugh.
Oh, God, yeah, you're damn, already... Kevin's disgusting. Already 35.
That's neither here nor there.
Kevin, Doug just lost every... He's like, I got nothing because that's too old.
Looking for a woman of any race and size to come over and watch Netflix with me and chill. 420. Right now. I plan on watching one of the comic book TV shows now on Netflix, such as Daredevil Season 2, Jessica Jones, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., The Flash, Arrow, or Gotham. But I could open up to something like Supernatural, Doctor Who, Once Upon a Time, Game of Thrones Seasons 1 through 4, which are not on Netflix, but you know, what the fuck ever. Anime, just about any anime, to be honest, they get me rock fucking hard. A documentary, we could game, or we could just put on music and focus on each other's sexy bodies.
Oh, hey, Doug. I mean, hey, Doug, you in the room too?
I'm here.
I'm sorry. I'm here. I've been drinking, okay? I have a Foster's. I'm sorry. Hey, do you mind if I take this over for you? Do Mr. Sean? Mark.
Sure, Mark.
I'm sorry, okay?
Whatever.
Hey, I'm offering an amazing time, okay? And a wonderful experience. Because I'm a millionaire, okay? Millions of dollars. Have you ever had so many orgasms that you couldn't walk and needed something to drink afterwards without having intercourse? Because that's me. Have you ever had this happen to you while watching Supernatural, Doctor Who, any comic book show, playing video games? Huh. Are you prepared to receive more oral sex than to give? Me again. I'm always giving. I give to charities, okay? Oral sex is just one thing. Unless you want to give a lot, I'll take it. Have you ever wanted to be with a nerd that knows his way around a woman, okay? Do you have a lot of fetishes and kinks that you don't know who to tell? Unless even who to try them with? Well, if you answered no, no, yes, yes, I'm your doctor, okay? You need to please those demons. I'm your angel. I'll cut them up, okay? To weave out the spam, put the show you'd like to watch or activity you'd like to do in the subject line, okay?
Yo, Marky, let me set some ground rules here, though.
Wait, who's this?
How you doing, baby? This is Velvet Jones. If we're gonna get some Netflix and chill.
Hey, Velvet Jones. I've heard about you.
I was Netflix and chilling it before the internet was even around, baby.
Hey, before you continue, you want to be in a movie of mine?
Baby, I've made a lot of movies in my time. A lot of them don't show up in, how you call it, theaters.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure I've seen one of your movies, and it was in a theater, but it was in the, you know, it was in one of those sexy time theaters.
Oh, I've been in one of those. It's with the sticky floors.
Yep, those are the ones.
Yeah, weren't you the janitor one there, Marky, at one point?
Oh, yeah, I was researching for a role, okay? It was called Boogie Nights.
Yeah, well, you definitely, you had your work cut out for you, baby.
Did you see my dong in that movie?
So let me lay some ground rules down for this Netflix and chill. Here we go, baby. It must be drama, disease, and drug-free. I don't fuck around like that. I got a lot of loving left to give, and I ain't gonna let you stop me from giving it. You must be clean. Bitch, take a shower. Rub some fucking... Rub some armor on your body.
Armor-all?
Rub some armor-all. Wear armor-all shirts to the meeting.
To the meeting? At the boardroom.
You must be under the age of 42.
because I ain't trying to have that older cougar girl. You know what I'm saying?
Why 42, though?
It's such a strange number.
Because here's the thing. 41 is cool. That's the limit right there. You go over that edge to 42, shit starts sagging. Just everything. Just it ain't pretty.
Okay.
I'm 43, and I got Doberman balls. It just happens. That's the way it goes. They just hang down.
Really, so you're really pulling from real life experience here, aren't you?
Baby, I'm just me. I'm just me. I keep it 100.
Okay, continue.
You must be at least very well groomed. You better trim them toenails. I don't want no boomerang type shit. Just keep your hair clean. I don't want to deal with anything.
Oh my God.
I want you to be willing to have at least 5 orgasms, winky face. If you're going to have 4, we ain't going to play this
Jesus
game.
Christ.
I come hard, and I want to make sure you come hard, too. This must be 420 friendly, even though I said drug-free. Herb ain't no drug, girl. We just want to listen to some Bob Marley.
Okay.
And fuck. You must be interested in something I listed, and some other things I didn't list. Anal. Butt plugs. Fingering. 2 fingers in my butt. That's here nor there.
Stop.
Also, you must be down to earth. I gotta be able to take you to my mama's house. Don't worry, she got a big closet.
This is taking so long.
You got a good personality. You gotta make sure of that. I'm not just fucking a face.
Doug, there's more. Jesus fucking Christ.
Doug, there's a list, baby. Doug, I want to make sure.
Doug, you want to go get some coffee?
Yeah.
Also.
Okay, I'll meet you at the kitchen.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Okay.
You got to be a little kinky, baby, and a little bit freaky. Because if you ain't kinky and freaky, baby, you might as well take that black and white colors home. I want to fucking go crazy. High spectrum. I want that bitch in HD. Oral friendly, because I am. I'll give you a whole oral exam. Resent face and body picture. Some information about yourself and a phone number or you will be ignored. Also social security number, what you like on your pizza, and what's your favorite Madea movie.
I'm done.
I can't wait to hear from you, baby.
Well, folks, that's all the time we have for the show.
Yeah, when we're done. And
I got a few more rules that I got off the top of my head.
Thank you for the 2 people that stayed with us through that entire thing. Everyone else left.
All right, baby, I'll see you later.
Oh, my God. Velvet
go
Jones.
Go check my inbox.
Go away.
Yeah. Fuck off.
You know what? You need to release him out a little bit more often because of the fact that he's long-winded when he gets when you don't use him, you know?
Baby, you got a lot to say.
Oh, no, we need Kevin.
Yo, later, Velvet. All right, sorry about that. He was going on a rampage.
Yeah, it was too long. It was too much, too long.
He had a lot of a little pent-up aggravation or sexual frustration.
He's got a lot of love to give, like you said.
A lot of rules to his love.
Hey, man.
Hey, you know what I saw this weekend?
God's Not Dead 2.
Not Batman versus Superman?
Somewhere in between those 2 films.
Meet the Blacks.
What? Oh.
What? That's a movie?
Oh, that's a real movie.
That's
oh
a real
God.
Movie.
That's a movie on the list, guys.
Oh, my God. Okay. No, I saw My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
Oh, shit. Why? I was really hoping you were going to say Zootopia.
Oh,
wait,
no.
Is that why you got laid? Because you sat through that movie?
Yeah. No, that was a pity fuck. I'm sorry, man.
That movie. You know, I saw the first one. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. That movie came out in like 2012. This movie should have came out in 2000. Wait, no, it came out in 2002. This should have came out in 2003 because it was like meant for that era of comedy. It was slapstick, like Three Stooges BS. And like one of the main actors, what's his name? He was like a breakout star at the time.
Joey Fatone.
John Corbett.
Oh.
He forgot how to act.
Yeah.
Completely forgot how to act in between these films. So, terrible. Did you guys see anything?
No, I wanted to go see 10 Cloverfield Lane, but yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to see it eventually.
Yeah, agreed.
And let's see. Well, we could just move right into the news after that one. We won't, obviously we know what's number one. It was Batman versus Superman, but we won't talk the numbers because that's kind of one of our stories.
Yeah.
So, in this, I have a story before we get into our normal stuff. This is kind of geeky. It's really fun. I love it. I want one. Do you guys see the Tesla Model 3 was announced?
We were watching it earlier, actually. We were watching the unveiling or whatever.
Like, this thing, he has... it's his name's Elon Musk, right? That's his name. Yeah, Elon Musk.
Yeah, Elon Musk.
He has created, like, this Apple mentality with these cars. People lined up for 3 days to pre-order at the... like. I don't know why they didn't allow online, but people lined up for 3 days to pre-order this car. And they ended up pre-selling over 250,000 cars in 3 days. Insane.
Yep.
So that's awesome. And like people were going nuts at the unveiling and they're like, oh shit. And this car is, it starts at $35,000. It gets 208 miles to the charge. Which is pretty damn good. It goes 0 to 60 in 6 seconds. It gets released at the end of 2017. Elon Musk even went out and said, so we didn't know that the pre-orders were going to be this much, so we're going to have to ramp up production in our facility. We're going to have to change some things around. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, but they just made like $7 billion, $7.5
billion. In a day.
Yeah, in a fucking day.
Insane. I want one. I want one.
Well, prepare to be on that list, bruh.
For a while. I wouldn't get mine until like 2019, probably.
Oh, at that point, they've already released a new model.
Yeah, they're like, hey, guys, just to let you know. So it's $1,000 to reserve a spot on the list. And the biggest problem with this is that the government gives you a $7,500 tax credit for having an electric car. Biggest problem is the government only gives you that tax credit if you're one of the first 200,000 of an initial run of the vehicle. So the each model of an electric vehicle, it only covers the first 200,000. After that, you don't get the tax credit.
That's some horseshit.
So what I think is maybe Tesla goes ahead and makes like a, hey, this is model 3.1 version, and then just says, hey, this is a different model. Because that is really some horse shit.
Yeah, it is. And I feel that people should sue them.
The government.
The government. Yeah, well, that's horse shit. Like, I understand, like, maybe at the time it was like, well, there's not that many people that are driving these, so fuck it. Like, man, there's not going to be over 200,000. But with a car like this coming out, where they pre-sold over that amount?
Mm-hmm.
Like in a pre-sale, no, it's time to change that. That's some horse shit.
It is.
Either make it less, make it 5,000 or whatever, you know, per car or something. But no, that's dumb. That's dumb as shit.
I think when the government is all about like this environmentalism and they're like, hey, we need to save the world and all this shit, just to be like, oh well, 200,000 is enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is BS, and because that brings your car down to $28,000.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, well, that's fucking affordable for anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, in the chat, Knuckles says the tax code changes almost every day, so I wouldn't be surprised if they change it to match demand. Which again is what I'm saying here. When you've pre sold a model over that number, you can go fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm. So let's see. Earlier today the average price of the Model 3 has been selling, I guess it says here in the article, $42,000 with extra options. So yeah, that has netted them $7.5 billion in a day. That's potential because of the fact that you only have to put down $1,000 right now until delivery. But that's incredible. Like no other car company has done something like this. And
So you can say that they've at least made $250,000.
Exactly.
In a day.
So that'll buy one machine for their new production line.
That's right.
Okay, so let's move on to some geeky news here with the box office. Batman versus Superman has broken another box office record. And it is the fastest downturn of any film in the history of cinema at like 81% from opening week to second week. Congratulations, I think.
Yeah, made 51,000.
51, or it made 50.
Sorry, 51,000.
Yeah, 51 million. Which is still, I mean, it still took number one, and to make 51 million is still a big deal.
It is.
Like, it's hard to do. But what's really funny is that Warner Brothers came out and released a statement that says, we're not concerned. No matter how you slice it, to get to 52 million on any given weekend is an enormous accomplishment. We're mostly focused on what we are in total, and our global number is huge.
It's true. Oh. It is huge. And, like, that's the thing. It's like, people, you can't, it's hard not to compare it to, like, what Star Wars did. Because Star Wars also has this, like, consecutive universe that's consistent over 35 years. So people want to go, or more. So people want to go see the new movie and they want to see it multiple times. Batman, you see it once, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
So people will go see it. Everyone went and saw it opening weekend and made a fuck ton of money. And well, then also, the second it wasn't week, that... not as many people went and saw it again.
And the thing is that it just wasn't that good, so you didn't want to see it a second time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Yeah. And so... like, but yeah, so it, again, 50 million in a week, and it's good. That is a good number.
Yeah, it's
in
a good weekend.
That is good. And but yeah, and like, dude, they're nearing a billion, like, globally, like, total, like, that's too, yeah, of course not concerned. They probably, like, this is the most money we've ever made.
If,
like,
you could take a snapshot of Warner Brothers CEOs, they'd be in a fucking bathtub full of goddamn $100 bills, just swimming. Yeah. Just fucking swimming. Yeah. So they're not worried.
Yeah.
But oh shit, I was gonna say, oh, You said Star Wars, and this really excited me. Did you see... I know you watched the latest Star Wars Rebels.
Yes.
Okay, so there was a line in part one that really made me excited, and I know you had to pick up on it. Who was it that said it? So they were talking about all these legends of while they were in the Sith Temple.
Oh,
and
oh,
she goes,
oh, yes, the story of her, yes. Where she's like, blah, 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 blah. So maybe some of these legends are more true than we thought. And I was like, what?
Yeah, and she goes, there's always truth to legends. Yeah. And I was just like, Doug flipped out. I was like, yeah, Doug had to flip out.
What I just did is pretty much what I did the other night. I was like, I was like, that's what they're calling the expanded universe. Yeah. Holy shit, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit.
I was like, yeah, that had to
be. Because they're on Malachor, or Malachor 5, which is the side of the Sith Temple that you go to in the KOTOR series. So, fuck yes. Mm-hmm. And then, oh my god, yes. And then, like, they're saying that Thrawn's going to be in next season somehow. And, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so I was
flipped out. You can ask Ed. Ed saw it. I was like, oh my god.
And so I was like, oh my god. I was like, that had to be a nod. I was like, there's no way it's not. So that was pretty cool. Did you guys know that Ben Affleck has already written a solo Batman movie?
Yes.
And it's, oh yeah, we talked about it. But I mean, you can just act like we didn't talk about it. So
oh no, what? This is
tell me more.
Please tell me more.
That's our show, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. So he's written a solo Batman movie. He's contracted, if you don't know, to only do two movies with Warner Brothers as Batman, and that is for the Justice League. After that, it's up in the air, but you've got to know that he's going to sign on to be in a solo Batman film, because this is going to be an awesome Batman.
Yeah.
As long as they get the guns out of his hands and he returns to a more kind of sensible, non-freak out man of rage.
I want to see what happened to make him that way.
Yeah, me too.
I want to see the death of Jason Todd.
Mm-hmm. That would be cool.
I want them to do a whole Under the Red Hood movie.
Oh, that'd be amazing. But they would have to have a Batman movie to set it up, though. Yeah.
You can't just...
Fuck that, no you don't.
Oh, Doug, don't do us, man. Don't do us like we just had Batman versus Superman and just throw it in our face and then it's just shit.
You don't need a Batman movie to set up Under the Red Hood. He's Batman. That's his Robin. The Joker kills him.
Okay, I'll go with it. If anybody doesn't know, Ben Affleck is actually a huge Batman fan. Like, he grew up as a huge Batman fan. Him and Kevin Smith were always running around sets, you know, talking Batman, having sex with Batman.
What?
No, you heard him right.
Yeah. And so this is great for him. He's really excited because I talked to him personally, and and so I think we'll see something soon as far as him signing a contract to actually direct it, because that's what he's That's what they allegedly said he was going to do, is direct his own Batman film.
Oh, I thought that shit. Yeah. Well, it'll happen.
A lot of DC news today. I'm just scrolling through our notes. Like,
yeah, a lot of DC stuff going on. So you might as well. This episode would probably be called DC something, something, something.
Yeah.
That's exactly what the title is going to be.
Probably. Suicide Squad is undergoing reshoots to add more, quotation, fun. The biggest problem is that everybody loved, absolutely loved the trailer to this film when they saw it. And Warner Brothers came out and said, yeah, about that, that's all the funny stuff that we had for this film. That was everything.
I don't think that's necessarily true, because I don't feel like we necessarily saw anything funny, because it was just like...
Well, the beer thing.
Super fast-paced. Like,
dude. Yeah, but I mean, like, if you didn't find any of that funny, and that was their funny... They needed to add more funny, because they said this is a super dark film, and after the reaction from Batman versus Superman, I know, Doug, I know, it's a dark story.
It's Suicide Squad!
I know, yeah. I know, but after Deadpool and after Batman versus Superman reaction, they felt that they needed to go back and add some fun to it, and so that's what they're doing. So, I don't know. I don't know. I think everybody's a little nervous from the reaction of Batman versus Superman, and they kind of want to fix things and make it right, or not even make it right, but you know, maybe not get two films in a row where all the critics are like, "Fuck this."
True. I don't know. I have a hard time for them being like feeling like they need a right or wrong when earlier they're like, "No, we good." We just made like almost $1 billion off you assholes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to make another $1 billion off you guys off of, if not Suicide Squad, it's WB, then the Harry Potter movie coming out in November. Like,
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to know, the quotes here from the studio are, the new reshoots are less about creating entirely new gags, but more about beefing up fun character moments and interactions. In other words, Suicide Squad isn't magically going to become Deadpool or Guardians of the Galaxies. The filmmakers and studio are just trying to steer it away from the dourness of Batman versus Superman. So, there you go.
Well, there you go.
And our last little bit in movie news, aka DC, something, 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 something. DC Comics will officially reveal the true name of the Joker. Are you for this or against this in an upcoming comic?
It doesn't matter to me, because they're getting ready to do their DC rebirth and all that shit's going to go away.
I don't think we need to know. I mean, I don't think it's going to be anyone already established in the universe anyway. So why the fuck does he need
name? Here's a panel from the actual Batman comic. And plus, it's not even from one of the headlining comic books. So it's not like it's going to be taken that seriously, right?
Right.
I don't know. You know who I think it is? Here's my guess.
You just reminded me of... I was watching Onyx videos, and then you just were like, I don't know.
Just slam. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Let the boys be boys. Is that Onyx?
No. Oh, my God. Kev?
Wrong one. But
it's another one. Oh, that's fucking Onyx, though.
Onyx.
That's not... Onyx the Fortuitous. God damn it, Kev. Any hoozles? I think it's gonna be a Wayne. I think it's gonna be a Wayne. They've already alluded to the fact that they think that that he might be an immortal, much like what's his nuts, Vandal Savage.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a chance that he may be a ancestor of Bruce Wayne. That's why he's after Bruce and Batman and all that stuff. I think that's an interesting choice, and I wouldn't hate it. But yeah, like they set up a backstory for him already in the Man Who Laughs as a failed comedian who then gets in with the mob to pay some debts, and then he becomes the Red Hood, and then he gets knocked into the vat by Batman, and then he comes out the Joker. Like, why is that not good enough?
Yeah,
like he's a nameless comedian who fails. I love it. Leave it alone. But again, they're about to do the DC rebirth. It doesn't fucking matter. So
it doesn't. Yeah.
You know what I was gonna say? You're like, oh, guess who's not immortal? Martha Wayne. Oh.
Or Thomas Wayne.
Oh.
Wait. Your mother's name. Why'd you say Martha?
Martha. What did you say that name? What did you say? Definitely not his Batman voice.
What did you say his name? Yeah, but that's
no. He had like a fucking Batman. Stephen Hawking voice. No, he had like a fucking witness protection voice.
Why did you say that name?
Why did you say that name?
Hated you.
All right, let's get into
that Pete Holmes Batman. That's what that is. That's that Pete Holmes like. Asmuth Edge.
Put it in. Her last words were, "Spit in my mouth."
Oh, how did that taste? It was like being a rubber suit all day. Really seals in the flavor.
Are you crying?
Are you crying right now?
If you guys haven't seen that, it's Pete Holmes Batman. Badman, I think is how it's actually spelled. Mm-hmm. I think it's Badman. It's so fucking funny. All of them. Mm-hmm. So funny. They're, the one with the penguin, with Patton Oswalt as the penguin, is fucking phenomenal.
And the one with Batman and Superman when they first announced it is phenomenal as well.
Yep.
Fucking nerd.
Yeah. It's like, okay, Clark, how did you know it was me?
Well, you think it's some stupid glasses are going to confuse us?
And then Gordon takes his glasses off and cleans them.
Gordon, where'd you go? Gordon, where are you?
And he puts it back on. He's like, oh, there you are. Gordon, there was a man, and he disappeared into the shadows.
I still have to say his X-Men ones are my favorites. Like, oh, where he's trying to find out the powers of each person.
Oh yeah, it's phenomenal. So go check them out if you haven't. Let's get into some gaming news. Everyone knows that Nintendo came out with a new iPhone game, right? And we've all been playing it and answering funny. Like, it's a, I don't know why we're playing.
It's not
really
a game, more as it's like a social app.
Yeah. I don't know why we're all playing it, but we continue to.
I've only played it like that first day or two. Like, I haven't. I just don't have a lot of people like on Twitter that are also playing it. Like, I have a couple, but like, I only have like four friends. I don't really give a shit.
Well, you've got me beat. Really? I've got two friends. Kevin somehow has built a new social network out of this goddamn game.
Yeah, he's like, look at my thousands of friends.
He's got like thousands of
friends.
I
don't have thousands of friends.
Every time.
Millions. Jesus.
Yeah. Every time he posts.
I have 96, okay?
Holy
come on.
Fuck, Kevin.
Every time.
You don't know 96 people.
Seriously.
I know a lot of people.
He makes a comment on one of his answers. I mean, he does an answer. And then on every comment page, like, you see 10, 12, 50 different comments. And I'm just like, I look at mine and it's just like crickets. I'm just like, okay.
Oh, boy.
This podcast brought to you by Haterade.
The trouble I've seen.
So I bring up Nintendo because of the fact that they are now jumping into mobile with the iPhone, with Google's, and everything else in between. Capcom has now reconfigured its mobile division, and now will get into releasing more games based on existing IPs. And so there's four games planned for 2017. Monster Hunter, Mega Man franchise, Sengoku
Basara.
Thank you. And I think that since Nintendo's jumping on board, all the other game companies are like, let's do that too. Why the fuck not? I think we're going to see a lot more game companies jumping on, like, at least major ones, because everybody knows that there's a ton of fucking games on iPhone, but there's not a lot of quality games on iPhone. Most of them are now pay-to-win games, and they suck. This first Nintendo game is definitely like geared towards getting your dollars. So they want you to buy candy. They want you to buy. There's three different currencies, and if you want to play the games that are in the store, you definitely can buy more coins to get the outfits that you want. Yes,
I didn't even get that far. I've just
confirmed.
I've played a couple of the ticket games, and that's about it. I haven't really been compelled.
If you're a gambling man, you're going to have a tough time with this game because I found myself being real pissed off that I didn't win a new pancake hat. So in the little drop game, you drop a character in. It could be one of your friends. And if you land on one of the platforms that has the outfit pieces, then you win that piece. But it's really difficult to do. And most of the time, you fill into the pit that gives you three pieces of candy. And every time I did, because you get these game... you get these game tickets that you can spend. And so every time I do that, I won one thing, and it was I was trying to go for the pancake outfit, but I got the pancake shirt, which is real cool. to put on my character because, you know, but right now I'm wearing a bear suit.
No, I think it's more fitting.
It is. It is.
Did you see that I got my hat?
It's perfect. Every game you can recreate yourself, no problem.
I was just going through and I was like, I want to see what clothes they have to make me look more like me. And this hat was on the first things in there. I was like, oh shit, bye. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't have any more money for any other clothes. So then I was just kind of like, I'm like in a white shirt and like gray jeans.
I laughed my ass off when Kevin walked through the front door of my house.
He's fucking like in a
because
bikini.
He's in his goddamn, he's shirtless and it looks just like him.
Not hairy enough.
It's definitely not hairy enough.
That's true. That's true.
He should be in the bear suit.
Ooh.
We could be bears together. You could be my cub.
guys are gay.
G-A-Y.
Oh, it's all right. Okay, let's move on. Sony.
Sony is renaming itself. At least it's computer entertainment. If you have a PS1 all the way through the PS4, you've known them as the Sony Computer Entertainment whenever they do first-party games. It's being renamed to Sony Interactive Entertainment.
Whoop-dee-shit.
So that's the big announcement. I don't have much more than that. Look forward to a new Crash Bandicoot.
Good.
So...
did Sony finally get the rights back? Because I remember Universal Vivendi had it.
I don't know. It's been a rumor. So I'm still putting it out there because it hasn't been crushed. And I love Crash Bandicoot. And Naughty Dog was a part of those, right? Naughty Dog made those.
Naughty Dog.
Right? Didn't they?
Yeah, Naughty Dog. Yeah. That was their stuff. And they sold it to, like I said, Universal Vivendi.
Mm. So... let's see. I wonder if any of our listeners bought an Oculus. If you did, you can send it to us so we can test it. That'd be great. but you probably didn't get it because Oculus has, fucked up the launch.
Yep.
So a lot of people didn't get them in March like they were supposed to. And here's the biggest problem that I have with this goddamn thing. You pay $600 for an item. It should already have free shipping. Like, yeah. They're charging you shipping on top of $600, and that piece of shit Palmer was like, oh, hey, guys, sorry we messed up, and I didn't answer this whole thing that happened, and, like, for a few days, I was too busy picking out new sandals, and so...
He didn't say that, did he?
What's his name? What's his stupid name?
Lucky Palmer.
Lucky Palmer.
Lucky!
Ugh. He has a name of a dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
And they named their dog Brian.
If you don't know why we hate him so much, and this is the first time of you listening to our show, we don't have any love for this jerk just because of everything that's happened with the Oculus up to this point.
I just hate him because he wears flip-flops around.
Do a Google search.
Also, Google the Time magazine cover of him. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the moment I went, like, this motherfucker. It literally is, like, behind awesome technology, and yet his fucking cover on Time magazine still makes it look like some goddamn shit gimmick from the 1970s. Like, fuck you, Lucky Palmer, you arrogant prick.
There you go.
There you go. That's why. So... Oculus sent out an update to clarify what was going on 3 days ago. 3 days ago was April. So I just want to let you know that. And it said, the delay has been caused by an unexpected component shortage. You should already have these fucking things built for shipment. Like, production happens before a mass shipment of products. So that's a bullshit answer. Like, it's a complete bullshit answer. That's not what happens. Whenever you have a ship date, and well before the ship date, your production already started, and you have hundreds of thousands or millions of product on the shipping dock waiting to go out. And so I don't believe them. And so they fucked that up bad. So mm-hmm. I hope it fails. It won't, but I hope it does. Let's see. What else is happening in the gaming world?
Wasn't there something recently also about that, about their thing, how it's always connected to Facebook?
Yes, thank you. An update came out. That just came out, where everything that you do, it has full root access. I believe root access. Somebody can update that for me if I'm wrong. But it has full access to your computer. And while it's on, it sees everything that you do. And it sends all that data back to Facebook. To Facebook, not to Oculus.
Yeah, for marketing purposes.
to Facebook. So Facebook has full it angers me so fucking much. Yeah. Like I just it absolutely drives me insane, and that is the number one reason. As soon as Facebook bought this company, I said I'm out. I am completely out. I will not buy it. I will get a Vive or I will get a fucking PS4 VR headset before I get an Oculus.
Agreed.
Ooh, yeah. God, that made me so fucking mad.
I love seeing him get angry. It's funny.
Back to happier things. Well, this isn't really happy.
Yeah, this isn't happy either.
That isn't happy at all.
No, I mean, it depends on what side of this
you're on. Activision being Activision. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, there's been another realignment at Activision. And unfortunately, the Guitar Hero Live staff have suffered. Freestyle Games in the UK is the developer behind Guitar Hero Live, and there's been layoffs. Well, it didn't sell. So what are you going to do? You know, I mean, they're definitely not going to move forward with a sequel. Guitar Hero Live 2, please buy me.
I mean, that's the thing. Music games didn't make the comeback that we thought they would, or that anyone thought they would. And like I said, I wouldn't blame that on Guitar Hero because they actually did have a pretty innovative product. The thing is, that ship has sailed.
It looks so cool to play. I really wanted it. And I still want it, but I feel like if I buy it, the live servers are going to be down in a month anyways, so I'm not going to be able to really play it. So it was a really cool premise. I liked what they did with it. It didn't catch on like they hoped. And now you can pick one up at Toys R Us. You can get two guitars, a microphone, and the game for $40. So,
Yeah.
It kind of happened like, you remember DJ Hero? Like that was at the end of the last game, like music kind of push, and that failed miserably as well. I think it failed, didn't it?
Which one?
The DJ Hero.
Yeah, and that sucks because you know what? I'll tell you this. I did buy DJ Hero, and I really liked the mechanics of the game and everything. The soundtrack was unbelievable. I was actually listening to the soundtrack on its own. Like it was really well done. Just thinking once again, it came out around the end of the musical game cycle, so it got shuffled underneath and it didn't do too well. I think DJ Hero, they did come out with a DJ Hero 2, and like I said, that was virtually unknown at that point.
I think that I could have bought DJ Hero 2, like the whole set, for again like $40 when it came out, because it just boom. I think the price point was pretty bad too. Didn't you have to spend $100 just for like the DJ kit and the booth thing and the wicka 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 thing and the game? Kevin, get off your phone.
I had to check a message. You don't know me.
We'll wait for you.
No, I'm done.
What was the message? Read it out.
Yeah, you
if it was that important, let's hear it. Can't wait for this.
Yeah, incoming Stony Group message, Mentalgen. Who is ready for some Metro Pro Wrestling on Saturday? Because I am going. So we should all buy our tickets in the next couple of days as well.
That's what happened.
It was a message from an unknown phone number, so I checked it.
You couldn't wait 10 minutes.
It was a message from an unknown phone number, so
you
I checked.
Wait 10 minutes.
We were talking. What the fuck?
They clearly aren't important enough to you don't have their fucking number in your phone.
This will excite Kevin, if he's listening. BioShock the Collection has been rated for PC, PS4, Xbox One by the ESRB. So we're getting it. We're getting a remake.
No, not a remake.
Sorry. That's the Fosters talking. We're getting a port with updated graphics and all that good shit.
I mean, if it's confirmed that it's updated graphics, I'll rebuy it because I loved the BioShock series.
Yeah, I don't see anything on here about it having updated graphics.
Yeah, if it's just a collection and it's all the same stuff, then I mean,
I'm going to call it.
I've got them all already.
So. I'm going to call it. Doug, will you call it with me?
Updated graphics?
Updated graphics. It's an HD. It's an HD collection. Yeah.
Doug's not on board.
Huh?
I don't know. I've been burned by some other games saying that they've done HD graphics, such as State of Decay, and it was just barely upconverted. It was shit. So I'm gonna say no.
Okay. All right.
You know who Doug's
almost 10 years old on the first one. I doubt they've done anything to it.
All right.
Who did do a good job of actually updating graphics? That Uncharted collection. Holy shit!
I just started playing the first game.
Yes.
I'm almost done with the first game, and it's beautiful.
I'm almost done with the second game.
Oh, the second game's my favorite.
It's really good.
But yeah, Naughty Dog passed it off to Blue Point, and Blue Point did a killer job with the conversion, and it looks beautiful. They just did a great job all around. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I'm kind of bummed that they didn't include was when you bought Uncharted 1, 2, and 3, you can unlock eventually videos, and mm-hmm. it was like making of videos. I don't know why they didn't include that in this collection, but I loved watching those.
Space. I mean, you're talking 3 games on 1 Blu-ray.
Eh.
So,
but yeah. I think the videos probably wouldn't be that much.
Also, YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And YouTube. And the internet.
Damn the internet.
Yeah.
So. All right. This one is probably a throwaway for people who don't play these games. And
yeah, I clocked out. I'm done.
his shift's over. He's like, all right, guys, gotta go.
Yeah, we talked Batman and stuff. I'm out. We're good. See you guys later.
I almost didn't put this on the list, but I thought I'd mention it. The next Call of Duty game may be set in space. I checked out two Call of Duties ago, even though I've purchased both of them because I am a fan of the earlier series. And I love a good first-person shooter. I am looking forward to the arena shooter coming back with Doom and stuff like that. That's going to be fun for me. But I thought it was interesting that they're going to take it into the far future and go into space. Might be cool, might set up some cool physics stuff, but overall, I think Call of Duty is on the downward slope.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not as popular as it used to be, and it's because it's becoming so unbelievable as far as story goes. It's like, what are you going to do now? You know, they're running out of wars to cover.
I'd like to raise my hand here. Kevin? Anybody? Can I get a...
I guess you can say something, Jerry.
Thank you. Kevin, can I have a sidebar with you just for a second? Mm-hmm. Can you come on over here?
Hi.
Hey, listen, I didn't want to embarrass you in front of everybody, but the last Call of Duty sold more than all the past Call of Duties.
Call of Duty 3? Black Ops 3?
It was their number one seller for the year, and it sold more than... You know, so I mean, we can go back to the podcast now, but I thought I'd let you know.
What are you guys talking about over there?
Oh, nothing. We'll be right there. So I don't know if you want to retract your statement when we go back on air.
But compared to like Modern Warfare 2 and
it
like...
It sold more.
No.
Yeah.
No, there's no way. Let
you can look it up later. Let's get back to the show. So.
Hey, Doug, how's it going?
Hey,
you didn't miss a thing.
Oh, it's really weird when you guys just walk away.
Sorry, we didn't mean to do that. It's just that we had to take it a little personal. I hope you weren't offended.
I mean, this is the second. This is 2 weeks in a row now.
Kevin needs a little hand-holding sometimes.
He does. He does. If he only would read the text messages.
Yeah. Why aren't you reading your text while we're sending them to you on the show?
God damn it.
And it's funny, because we get on about how he never reads his fucking text, but he does it on the goddamn show. Like, that's funny.
I read your fucking text all
the time. He never reads the text. But suddenly we're recording, and this text is the most important
thing. Yeah, it's like, he's just like, I have to check this. I don't know what's going on, but I have to see it. Kevin, we love you. You're getting better at it. You're getting better at text messaging. Sorry, what? What's that?
Is that English?
I got that? I didn't get
that. Did you just read from the Necronomicon?
Oh, shit. Awesome. Well, that's our show for the week, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. Next week we'll be back with another fun, exciting program for you. So make sure you subscribe to us and follow us on social media. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And make sure to change your batteries in your remote.